It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hi there. Welcome to the start of the weekend and the end of the week, depending on what time zone you're in right now. My name is Larry London. We're happy to have you tuned in to Border Crossings. We're here in Studio 4 in downtown D.C. for the hour. If you'd like to join Border Crossings, call our studio, 202-619-2077, and give Vince your request and dedication. We've got one for Noor in Kuwait, listening on 96.9 FM. Here's Bruno Mars and the title track to his latest album, which is 24 Karat Magic.
Tonight, I just want to take you away. Throw your hands up in the sky. Let's set this party off right.
Players!
Karat Magic for Noor in Kuwait. And Bruno, interesting name for a guy, but unfortunately that's not his real name. His real name is Peter Hernandez, and I'd be interested to hear the story as to how he came up with Bruno Mars. But 24 Karat Magic, the title track to the latest album, which has earned him a few Grammy nominations. Bruno Mars will be at the Grammys. He's performing at the Grammys, which are this coming up Sunday. It's music's biggest night. We wish Bruno and all of the other nominees the best of luck. I'll bring you the update on Monday. Who walked home with a a Grammy in hand, at least one Grammy, because there's folks who are nominated. Jay-Z is nominated for 8, more than anyone else this year at the Grammys. Thanks for tuning in to Border Crossings. If you want to be a part of our show, call 202-619-2077. You can join us there by email as well, bordercrossings@voa.gov. You can go to twitter.com and tweet us, #BCVOA, or facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Andy Baker's just checked in. And Bijan Adams is with us. Desiree Escatone is listening. She's in the Philippines. Nkuzi Blaze is with us. Kojo Enoch said hi on our Facebook page. Esther Voss said, happy Friday, everyone. Etienne Habu Mugisha. I heard from Michael in Minsk. Bartle Bart Horvat in Croatia. We are touching the world's fingertips all around the world, all around this planet, with great music and requests and dedications, and another CD giveaway coming up this hour for the Grammy Nominees Compilation CD with 21 Grammy-nominated artists. And this is a must-have CD because they've got the biggest hits from the biggest singers of the year on this CD, and all you have to do is listen to Border Crossings to win. Coming up next, we've got a legend, an icon, a guy who's been in the business a while, was touring under the guise of Two Pianos. That's what the tour was called for a little while, Two Pianos. It was Billy Joel and Elton John together. Elton John has just announced he's retiring. He's just announced this week, as of a couple days ago, he is going out on his final tour. And he's in his 70s already. He said he's not leaving because of his health. He said he wants to leave on top. And so that's why Elton John's called it quits. However, Billy Joel has not called it quits. Billy Joel remains on tour this year. And coming up in July, Billy will perform his 100th lifetime concert at Madison Square Gardens in New York. And Billy's from Long Island, just down the road a bit from downtown New York City. Here is a request for a Billy Joel song from Reem Assami in Kuwait. This one's called She's Got a Way on Border Crossings.
She's got a way about her. I don't know what it is, but I know that I can't live without her. She's got a way. Why it is, but there doesn't have to be a reason anyway. She's got a smile that heals me. I don't know why it is, but I have to laugh when she reveals me. She's got a way of talking. But it lifts me up when we are walking anywhere. She comes to me when I'm feeling down, inspires me without a sound. She touches me and I get turned around. She's got a way of showing make her feel, and I find the strength to keep on going. She's got a light around her. Oh, and everywhere she goes, a million dreams of love surround her everywhere. She comes to me when I'm feeling down. Without a sound, she touches me. I get turned around. Oh. She's got a smile that heals me. I don't know why it is, but I have to laugh when she reveals me. She's got a way about her. I don't know what it is, but I know that I can't live without her anyway. Hey.
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
They tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, no, no, no. I ain't got the time, and if my daddy thinks I'm fine, they tried to make me go to rehab.
Sings Amy Winehouse, who left us in 2011, and it was a sad passing, and her music will live on forever. Love her sound. Love her blues rock sound. Amy Winehouse, she inspired so many other artists, and a lot of people thought that she was very much like Janis Joplin in the same kind of vein. She did things on her own terms, and a very, very talented young lady, had a bright future. She had worked with Mark Ronson, who produced many songs on her last album. Amy Winehouse, and that's called Rehab for Etienne Habumugisha, listening in Rwanda to Border Crossings. And he's with Bralirwa Limited in Kigali. Saidu Muhammad Ali checked in. Peter Kerr said hi. He's listening to Border Crossings with his brother, and his brother's name's Alu. And they're in South Sudan. Aniru Dean Kona is in Freetown, tuned in to 102.4 FM, where all our friends in Sierra Leone join Border Crossings in Karuna. Kanta Paul is in India and says hello, and I say namaste to you. Our phone lines are open, 202-619-2077. If there's a song we can play, let us know what it is. Joy Cargbo wrote in for a request and asked me to play a song from Niall Horan of One Direction. So far, Niall's got an album out. Harry Styles has an album out. We're still waiting on the other guys, Zayn's had his, but Zayn is no longer really a part of One Direction and will not get back with the band when they reunite, unlike the other guys. So Liam and Louis are the two guys that are still holdouts on their solo albums. Niall's been on tour for a little bit and taking a break now, but his tour will resume this summer. There have been reports in the tabloids. I'm looking at several different tabloid magazines that are reporting that Niall is dating Hailee Steinfeld, the actress. At one point last year, Hailee was linked to Justin Bieber, and that rumor just kind of fizzled out. But now, apparently, Niall and Hailee have been spotted together. Hailee was asked, "Are you dating Niall?" And she didn't answer the question. She avoided the question, so... But it's their business anyway, who dates who. Here's Niall Horan, and this is for Joy Cargbo. This is the latest from Niall's Flickr album. It's called Too Much to Ask on Border Crossings.
Waiting here for someone. Only yesterday we were on the run. You smiled back at me and your face lit up the sun. Now I'm waiting here for someone. And oh, love, do you feel this rough? Why is it only you I'm thinking of? My shadow's dancing without you for the first time. My heart is open. You walk right in tonight and tell me there are things that you regret. Cause if I'm being honest, I ain't over you yet. That's all I'm asking. Is it too much to ask? Is it too much to ask? Come on down the drive. I forget you're not even to close my eyes. Do you still think of me sometimes? No love. Watch the sun coming up. Don't it feel messed up? Shadows dancing without you for the first time. My heart is open. You walk right in tonight and tell me there are things that you regret. Cause if I'm being honest, I ain't over you yet. And that's all I'll ask. Is it too much to ask? Is it too much? My shadow's dancing without you for the first time. My heart is open. You walk right in tonight and tell me there are things that you regret. Cause if I'm being honest, I ain't over you yet. My shadow's dancing without you for the first time. My heart is open. You walk right in tonight and tell me there are things that you regret. Cause if I'm being honest, I ain't over you yet. That's all I'm asking. Is it too much to ask? That's all I'm asking. Is it too much to ask? That's all I'm asking. Is it too much to ask?
Hey, I'm Sam Hunt, and you're listening to Larry London.
I don't know if you were looking at me or not. You probably smile like that all the time. I don't mean to bother you, but I couldn't just walk by and not say hi. And I know your name, cause everybody in here knows your name. You're not looking for anything right now. So I don't wanna come on strong. Don't get me wrong, your eyes are so intimidating. My heart is pounding, but it's just a conversation. No, girl, I'm not a wasted. You don't know me, I don't know you, but I want to. And I don't want to steal your freedom. I don't want to change your mind. I don't have to make you love me. I just want to take your time. I don't want to wreck your Friday. I ain't gonna waste my life. I don't have to take your heart. I just want to take your time. And I know it starts with hello, and the next thing you know, you try to be nice, and some guy's getting too close, trying to pick you up, trying to get you to run. And I'm sure one of your friends is about to come over here, cause she's supposed to save you from random guys that talk too much and want to stay too long. It's the same old song and dance, but I think you know it well. You could've rolled your ass, told me to go to hell, could've walked away, but you're still here, and I'm still here. Come on, let's see where it goes. I don't wanna steal your freedom. I don't wanna change your mind. I don't have to make you love me. I just wanna take your time. I don't have to meet your mother. We don't have to cross that line. I don't wanna steal your cover. I just wanna take your time. I don't wanna blow your phone up. I just wanna blow your mind. I don't have to take your heart. I just wanna take your time. No, I ain't gotta call you, baby. And I ain't gotta call you mine. I don't have to take your heart. I just wanna take your time.
Crossings. Sam Hunt for Isaias Michael in Ethiopia on Shagger FM 102.1. That's called Take Your Time. And truer words were never sung, as Sam Hunt was trying so hard to get Hannah Lee Fowler in his life. They dated for a while when they were younger and in school together. They were very, very much in love. Then they kind of went separate ways for a little while. They took a break. They split up. And last summer, Sam wanted to win her back and wanted to prove that he really, truly loved her and wanted to make her his wife. So he flew to Hawaii, where she was living, 7 times in 3 months to show her how much he really cared and how much he loved her. 7 times he went there to try and talk her back. It was the 7th time, the last time that he was there, that she finally said okay, and he proposed to her in April last year, and the two of them got married. And so he had a big hit called Body Like a Back Road, which was number one on the country charts for 29 weeks. Unheard of. 29 weeks. And that is Sam Hunt by request for our friends in Addis Ababa. I'm Larry London on Border Crossings. Sam Hunt, when he was in college, was a quarterback, was a star quarterback on his college football team. And he went and tried out for the Kansas City Chiefs football team to be their quarterback. He didn't make it, so he ended up in a career in music. Could have been a very different path for him. Now, speaking of football, the Super Bowl's around the corner. A lot of sports going on in February. The Super Bowl, February 4th, will be played in Minnesota this year. And it will feature the New England Patriots and Philadelphia Eagles. Justin Timberlake is the halftime performer. Pink will be singing the national anthem. And one of my favorite parts about the Super Bowl are the commercials. When you watch the Super Bowl, you see the commercials, the TV ads. I posted on my Facebook page some past funny ads that are about 10 of them. And they're short, brief clips of all 10, some of the best football ads ever. Going back as far as the Coca-Cola commercial with Mean Joe Green, where this kid says, "Hey, Joe, here's a Coke," after Mean Joe Green, a big giant football player, had finished a game. He took the kid's Coke, he drank the whole bottle. And then the kid looked obviously disappointed that his, you know, the player drank his whole bottle. So the kid turned around and started walking out of the tunnel that he was in. And Joe Green said, "Hey, kid," and threw him his jersey. Which is something, I mean, that's to get an actual football player's jersey from a game like the Super Bowl or something, that's amazing, worth a lot of money. So that was kind of a cool commercial. There's a whole bunch of them on Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. This year's going to be great. They're starting to talk a little bit about the ads. One of them I've heard about already. It's an ad for Doritos. Dorito always comes up with some funny ads, some really good, memorable ads. Morgan Freeman will be rapping in a Doritos ad. And he's taking lessons from Missy Elliott on how to rap right now. And that's going to be cool. February 9th, I did mention, that's the Olympics. Another big sporting event in February that's coming up, the Winter Olympics. All right, we're moving right along with a request here now from Ian in the UK for Sir Elton John, who announced, as I mentioned a little while ago, his final tour. It's going to be a 3-year tour. It's going to be 300 shows. And he's called it the Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour, which begins on February 2nd. And he will be going to Europe, North America, Asia, South America, going all around the world, 300 shows. And he said that, you know, he's not leaving because he's ill or something. He said, "I've had a good run. I'm 70 years old. I've been doing this 50 years. And I want to go out and leave people thinking that I saw his last tour and it was fantastic." That's the memory he wants people to leave with. And he also said, "My kids will be 8 and 10 when the tour ends in 2021. So my priorities now are my children, my husband, and my family. And this is the end." Here's Sir Elton John on Border Crossings for Ian in the UK. And one of the great memories Elton John has given us over the years, this one's called Tiny Dancer. You've got Border Crossings.
Blue jean baby, L.A. lady, seamstress for the band.
Border Crossings on VOA 1.
I'm
Blessings, a top 10 hit from 1977 for Bob Welch called Ebony Eyes. And that song is from the album French Kiss featuring the backup vocals of Juice Newton. And it's a request from a listener in China, originally from Scotland, whose name is Alec Reed, who is listening to Border Crossings, and he listens on an app. He said, I figured out a way to get you guys here in China, and it is through an app. And the app is, which is not blocked, he says, is http://publicradiofan.com/. So he said, I listened to you on that app, and enjoy your show. Now, Bob Welch passed away in 2012. One of the things that Bob said his career was lacking all the way up to his death, the one thing that eluded him that he kind of was disappointed with, the one black mark on his career, was the fact that he had started off with Fleetwood Mac in its original form in the 1970s, when the band first started in 1971, and he was with them for about 5 years. But they did not include him into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction. In 1998, when Fleetwood Mac was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, they did not include or invite Bob Welch. And he was kind of bitter about that all the way to the end. I'm Larry London here on Border Crossings. Desiree's with us. James Addy said, hey, I am waving at you from Ghana, where we listen on 98.1 FM. And Sudip Nath wrote in from Calcutta to say Happy New Year. And Happy New Year to you, Sudip Nath. Thank you for your nice message. Havana is with us, and she made a request. So, Havana, we'll get to your request. It does take about 2 days to 3 days in many cases to get a request played. So bear that in mind. When you make a request, it takes a little bit of time for us to find it and fit it in because we get so many requests every day. And we can only fit in about 10 on a show. Our giveaway is coming up in just a bit. We still got about 15 minutes left together. Here's a request from Mohammed Jiat in Ghana. This is Bob Marley with War on Border Crossings.
War. It's a war, and until
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
I'll admit I was wrong. What else can I say, girl? Can't you play my head and not my heart? I was drunk, I was gone. That don't make it right, but promise there were no feelings involved. She said, boy, tell me honestly, was it real or just for show? Yeah. She said, save your apologies, baby, I just gotta know. How long has this been going on? You've been creeping around on me while you're calling me baby. You gotta believe me when I say it only happened once. I tried and I tried, but you'll never see that. You're the only one I wanna love. Oh yeah. She said, boy, tell me honestly, was it real or just for show? Yeah. She said, save your apologies, baby, I just got. For show, yeah. She said, save your apologies, baby, I just gotta know. How long has this been going on?
Charlie Puth on Border Crossings for Melissa Kaplan, and that is called How Long. That is the new single off of his album Voice Notes. The album has been delayed. It's not coming out till May 11th. He was originally going to release it February, but he said, nope, not quite there yet. Need a little bit of work. So he's going to hold off on the album till May 11th. He is going on tour this summer with Haley Steinfeld, who I talked about earlier. But that is a song for Melissa Kaplan, Charlie Puth, who just put out a new single a couple of weeks ago, which is called If You Leave Me Now, and it features Boys to Men. I'm Larry London. Thank you very much for joining us, and a happy Republic Day to India today, the 69th celebration of India's independence from British rule. So a happy Republic Day to everybody listening in India. Thank you for tuning in to Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. I want to say hello to Moon Yanez Bernard, who just checked in on our Facebook page. Also want to say hi to my son, Andrew. He's here. School's closed, so he's hanging out, playing on his DS machine, laying low. He's too cool to be on today. He didn't want to join me on the show, but he's here. So I want to say hi to Andrew. And I also want to send my love and a giant long-distance hug and a big old heartfelt congratulations to my daughter, Amanda, who is at college and just was named on the Dean's List for academic excellence. So I couldn't be prouder. Congratulations to Amanda. I'm thrilled that things are going so well. Her softball season is about to begin. All right, it's time now for our CD giveaway here on Border Crossings. Before I say goodbye today, We're going to pick a lucky listener. And today's lucky listener is Isaias Michael in Ethiopia. Isaias Michael, you have won yourself the Grammy Nominees 2018 compilation CD courtesy of Border Crossings. And we've got your address in Ethiopia, so we're going to send that off to you as soon as I get off the air, which is about 5 minutes or one Donna Summer song away. Here's your request, Karuna Kantapal, celebrating India's Independence Day today. This is called Hot Stuff on Border Crossings. Crossings, Donna Summer lost her battle with lung cancer in 2012, but she gave us quite a few mega hits to remember her by, and that's called Hot Stuff. I'm Larry London, and I thank you for listening to Border Crossings today and every day. We'll be back again on Monday's show with another hour of requests as we wind down January, the first month of the new year, 2018. I want to thank Wagner, our engineer, and Vince, our director, and I thank you for tuning in to Border Crossings. We've got a couple more copies of the Grammy CD to give away Monday and Tuesday, and on Monday's show, I will be able to tell you who won the Grammys on Sunday night. So make sure you join us on Monday for the Grammy wrap-up. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful weekend. Be safe, and I'll see you right here again on Monday. This is Border Crossings on the VOA 1 Music Network.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.